Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Vav. We are already more than halfway down on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we pick up seven lines from the bottom with the words Tanan. Now we have to remind ourselves we're in the middle of a machlokes between Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Basically, Rav Masna holds that Stam Nazirus is 30 days, as we learned in the Mishnah, whereas Bar Pada says that Stam Nazirus is only 29 days. According to Rav Masna, you would bring your korbanos, you do it taglachas on day 31, and according to Bar Pada, you would do it on day 30. The other machlokas between Rav Masna and Bar Pada is whether you hold miksa sayom kikulo, that part of a day counts as a full day. Rav Masna holds that part of a day counts as a full day, Bar Pada does not. Now we've had a number of questions already raised from the Gemara, the Mishnayos on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, and we continue raising these questions from those later Mishnayos to the opinions of Bar Pada and Rav Masna. So let us begin again, seven lines up from the bottom, with quoting the Mishnah on Vav Amud Aleph that is found on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, Im Gilach Yom Shishim Choser Echad. If a person were to go and do his taglachas on day 60 minus 1, in other words, he would do it on day 59. Here we're talking about a person that had two taglachas to do. He had accepted upon himself two nazirises, one back to back with the other, one right after the other. So if he did his second taglachas on day 59, then yotza, he would have fulfilled his obligation. Now what are we talking about? So the Gemara says, Sheyom Shloshim Ole Lo Min HaMinyan. Day 30 counted for him for the first taglachas, and then day 59 is 30 days from day 30, if you count day 30 as day 1. So 30 days after that will be day 59. This works out very well, according to Rav Masna, Bishlomo Rav Masna, Nicha. It's very good. It works out very well because he holds Miksa Sayom Kikulo. So day 30, when he does the taglachas and bringing of the korbanos, that concludes the first Nazirus. He does the taglachas b'dieved on day 30, and that's acceptable because of Miksa Sayom Kikulo. And then that also starts, day 30 also starts day number 1 of the second requirement for Nazirus, which will end also on day 59, as being day 30 from day 30. And we apply Miksa Sayom Kikulo again over there. So Rav Masna works out well because he uses both Miksa Sayom Kikulo at the start and Miksa Sayom Kikulo at the end. However, Bar Pada has a problem. According to Bar Pada, day 29 is the conclusion, and day 30 he brings his korbanos, but he doesn't hold Miksa Sayom Kikulo, so day 30 cannot be day 1 of his second Nazirus. So his second Nazirus would have to start on day 31 and would end on day 59. That's 29 days. No chiddush involved it here at all. Why did we have to say that Shayom Shloshim Ola Lo Min HaMinyan? Why did it have to tell us that? That is the basic din according to Bar Pada. So day 29, he finishes his first Nazirus. On day 30, he does the taglachas and bringing in the korbanos for the first Naziris. Day 31 starts the next 29-day period of time, which ends on day 59 for a second Naziris. Why are you telling me that there's something unique here? Shiyom Shloshim Olo Lo Min HaMinyan. That only is necessary according to Rav Masna to teach us the din, Miksa Sayom Kikulo, but not according to Bar Pada. So why is that Mishnah necessary according to Bar Pada? So Bar Pada says, that's exactly my shita. Amaloch, Bar Pada tells you, Ana Nami Aha Samche. That's exactly where I get my shita. As you can see in the Tosos over here, Amaloch Bar Pada, Ana Nami Aha Samche. So in that Dibra Masi says, Chomer, Mikan Ani Medaktik, the Meshech Nizirus Chav Tes Yom. I get my shita exactly from this Mishnah. That's where I learn out 29 days. The Yom Shloshim Olo Lo Min HaMinyan. That number day 30, when it says Yom Shloshim Olo Min HaMinyan, the Mashma the Olo Lo Minyan Achron, that can start for the next count. Alma the Ein Ola LeMinyan Rishon, it can't count for the first days because that's a 29 days. That day 30 has nothing to do with the first 29 days. That was it. 29 days is all you have. As Kiniska Leil, as we've already mentioned, the Kivan de Tana Meikal Bo Kol Kach LaHachshiv Yom Lekan Ulekan. Day 30 is already potentially the start of his next Naziris. He finishes his taglachas, he brings his korbanos, and now it's a new day. It's like any person who says, I accept upon myself a Naziris. It doesn't have to be at the very first second of the day. Anytime during that first day, the person can go accept upon himself a Naziris, and that counts as day one. So therefore, Bar Pada says, this Mishnah on Daf Tzayin, that's the proof of my Shita. That is exactly where I get my Shita of 29 days. Okay, so no raya against Prabhupada from the Mishnah. We continue. It's not. We continue in that Mishnah on Daf Tezayin. And the Mishnah tells us, Misha Amar Harini Nazir, if a person says, I wish to become a Nazir, and then he becomes Tamei on day 30, Nitma Yom Shloshim, on day 30 becomes Tamei. Now, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, Soser Es Hakol, the entire Naziris is abrogated. He has to go through the 7 days of becoming Tar from Tumas Meis. He has to bring the Taglachas Tumah, he has to bring the bird offerings, the Ola and the Chatus, as well as the Asham animal offering, and he'll start his Naziris, because Soser Es Hakol, it's totally abrogated, the Naziris that he did, because he became Tomei. Now it says he became Tomei on day 30. If you hold like Bar Panda, that's the problem, because his Naziris was over after day 29. So Bishlam Rav Nasna, according to Rav Nasna Nicha, we understand why Soser Es Hakol, because he hasn't completed his Naziris, because it's day 30, he hasn't yet brought his Korbanos, he hasn't done his Taglachas, so he's still within the time of the Naziris, and therefore, it's totally abrogated by becoming Tomei. So we understand why Rav Nasna is in accord with the Mishnah on Tezayin with Aleph. Elul Bar Pada Kasha, but according to Bar Pada, it's a Kasha. According to Bar Pada, the Naziris is over. He finished his Naziris. Okay, granted, he didn't bring his Korbanos, so that doesn't ruin the Naziris that he counted. He'll have to wait 7 days because he's Tamei, but he doesn't have to bring Taglachas Tuma. He doesn't have to bring any special Korbanos. He'll have to become Tar, and then once he's Tar, he just brings his conclusion of his Naziris. He doesn't bring the Korbanos Vatuma, he won't bring two bird offerings and an Asham, he'll just bring his Ola, his Shlomim, and his Chatas to complete his Naziris. So according to Bar Pada, he would say, it doesn't Soser Es Hakol, and that's the Kasha on Bar Pada. So we turn to Vavayim Amud Beis, and we answer as follows. The Gemara says, Amalach Bar Pada would respond and say, in this situation, keep on reading the Mishnah, Eima Sefer. Don't stop now, read the rest of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soser Elo Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said it's Soser Sakol. Rabbi Eliezer says it's only Soser Shiva. What does it mean it's Soser Shiva? Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to wait till he becomes Tohar, meaning it's going to take 7 days. He'll do Hazoya of the Paraduma, Mechatas on him on day 3 and day 7, and then he'll complete his 7 days, and then he can bring his Korbanos Tahara. The Rush points out in Dibra Maschil Obel Rav Pada, he says, V'afagav the Tomei Mishaleach Korban Osav. Normally, a Tomei person can send his Korban. So you don't have to be Tar to have a Korban brought on your behalf. So even though he becomes Tomei, he completed his Naziris, and he can bring his Korbanos Tahara, the Ola, the Shlomo, and the Chatos. Why doesn't he send them with someone else? So the Rush says, Shiny Nazir. A Nazir is different than a regular person who just wants to bring Korban Shlomo and just wants to bring his Korban Chatos. Because by a Nazir, it says, Dechsib, V'nosan al kapei ha-Nazir. He has to physically be involved. Even the Sovereign Rabbi Eliezer, Stam Naziris chov tes yom, Bar Pada says that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that a Naziris is exactly like Bar Pada. It's only 29 days. Therefore, in this situation, that's why he just has to wait the 7 days and then bring his Korbanos Tahara. So the Gemara says this is really a raya to Bar Pada and a kasha on Rav Nasna. So Isoka Daitoch Shloshim Boyinun, if you're telling me that the din is 30, so then Rabbi Eliezer should say that also it should be Soser Es Hakol. Nistor Kulu. The fact that he says it's only Eino Soser El Shiva must be that the basic din is 29 days, and therefore it's a raya to Bar Pada and a kasha on Rav Masna. So the Gemara says, Kasava Rabbi Eliezer, Miksas Yom Kekulo. No, that's not going to be a raya to Bar Pada. Rav Masna would say, no. The way you would answer it is that Rabbi Eliezer holds it Miksas Yom Kekulo. He holds it, you need 30 days. But as long as the day started, as long as some of the day started, that's considered that his Naziris was concluded. And now he just has to become Tar. He waits 7 days, and therefore it's only Soser Shiva, it's not Soser Es Hakol, even according to Rav Masna. Gemara says, wait a second, Tanan, we learned in another Mishnah, also on Tezayin and Aleph, we're going to get to that in Mitzvah Shem in a week or so, a little bit more, and we'll see all these Mishnahs inside again as Chazara, but right now we ask, in the next part of that Mishnah, it says, Hareini Nazir Me'ayom, if a person takes upon himself Naziris for 100 days, that's what his Naziris, that's what he took upon himself, and then, Nebuch Nitma Yom Me'ayom, on day 100, he becomes Tomei. So the Tana Kama says, so seres hakol. It ruins everything because, according to the Tana Kama, he hasn't completed his Naziris. Whenever you become Tomei in the middle of your Naziris, whether it's 30 days, 100 days, or 10 years, so if you didn't complete your Naziris and you became Tomei, it's so seres hakol. And therefore, the person will have to go and bring the Taglachas Tumah. He'll wait 7 days, become Tar. He'll bring the two bird offerings, the Ola and the Chatas. He'll bring the Oshem animal offering, and then he'll start his Naziris again from day one. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Again, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soser Elo Shloshim Yom. Now here, Rabbi Eliezer says he's Soser 30 days. So we'll have to explain where he gets this number 30 days from. Now, the Isoka Daita, here's the Kasha that we're going to say, if you're telling me that Sova Rabbi Eliezer Miksas Hayom Kekulo, we just explained, according to Rav Masna, that Rabbi Eliezer must hold Miksas Hayom Kekulo. That's why, if he became Tomei on day 30, we said, even though he holds it, has to be 30 days, not 29 days, Rav Masna would say, because Miksas Hayom Kekulo. So now, if you're telling me Miksas Hayom Kekulo is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, so then when he becomes Tomei on day 100, so then also, we should say Miksas Hayom Kekulo. And therefore, he shouldn't have to be Soser anything but 7 days. He shouldn't be Soser 30 days. He should be only Soser 7 days. And that's what the Gemara says. Nistar Shiva. He should only be Soser Shiva if you're telling me that Rabbi Eliezer holds Miksas Yom Kekulo. So the Gemara says, and they're telling me, V'lo Savar Miksas Yom Kekulo, Listar Kulu. So then, why 30 days? If you're telling me, okay, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold Miksas Yom Kekulo, so then why is he Soser? Eino Soser Elo Shloshim Yom, it should be Soser Akol. V'lo Savar Miksas Yom Kekulo, Listar Kulu. So something doesn't make any sense over here. So Gemara says, no. In fact, Li Olam Lo Amrina Miksas Yom Kekulo. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer Shita doesn't hold Miksas Yom Kekulo. And therefore, in the case of becoming Tomei on day 100, Ihachi Listar Kulo, then you're telling me that he should be Soser all of it. Why does he say only 30 days? So Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish, Hainu Tamer Rabbi Eliezer, because this is the reason Rabbi Eliezer. He doesn't hold Miksas Yom Kekulo, but Amar Kra, he says, Vizos Toras Hanazir. The Pasuk tells us that this is the Torah of a Nazir on the day that he completes Biyom Milos Yemei Nizro. So therefore, HaTorah Omer, the Torah is teaching us Nitma Biyom Milos. This is a special din for a person who comes Tomei on the last day of his Naziris. So then Ten Lo Toras Nazir. So yes, it does ruin something, but it only ruins it for 30 days. Eino Soser El Shloshim Yom. So this is a unique din that the Torah is specifically telling us by this pasuk, Zos Taras HaNozer Biyom Milos Yemei Nizro, that whenever you become Tomei on the last day of Inaziris, so then it's Soser only 30 days, but not all the days preceding that. So if you had Inaziris, it's more than 30 days, it's not Soser Akol, it's only Soser, Eino Soser El Shloshim Yom. That is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. So Bar Padda makes perfectly good sense. When it was 29 days, according to Bar Padda, and he became Tomei on day 30, so no problem. It's just 7 days. The ratio of the Mishnah is absolutely okay, no problem. And he waits 7 days to become Tar, and he brings his Korbanos Tahara. He doesn't have to bring any Korbanos Tumah. And in the second scenario, when it was 100 days, so then on day 100, it's Soser Elo Shloshim Yom, it's only Soser 30 days, and everything fits out according to Bar Padda. According to Rav Masna, it's a lot more complicated. According to Rav Masna, you must be talking about that he said bedafka 100 full days, like we had answered previously. If you say it has to be 100 full days, so that's why we don't say Miksas Yom Kekulo, because Rav Masna says that he holds Miksas Yom Kekulo. So therefore, it must be that he said 100 complete days, and that resolves the problem, according to Rav Masna. Now the Gemara says, let us say Lemo Kitanoi. Let us say the machlokas between Bar Padda and Rav Masna is a Tanoic machlokes, as we can see in the following Braisa. The Braisa tells us, ad milos hayomim, that until the days are all taken care of. The Pasuk says, kol yimei neder nizro, tar lo yavor arasho, all the days of Naziris, a tar, a razor, is not let go on his head, ad milos hayomim, until the completion of those days, that the person was a nazir, so yazir l'ashem, kadosh yeh, gadel pera, tar arasho, he has to let his hair grow, that is the din of a nazir. Now, it says, ad melos hayamim, until the completion of all of the days of his Naziris. So, Shomani, the Braisa says, I would learn from here, miyut yom shnayim. When it says, melos hayamim, I would think the minimal Naziris is only 2 days. It's Tosos brings down a Dibra Masku Shomei Ani Miyat Yom Mishnayim via Stam Nazirus Beis Yomim. I would think that the Stam Nazirus is there for only 2 days. If a person says Hareini Nazir, it's only 2 days. So Tosos says Talmud Lomar. That's what we have. Kadosh Yeh Gadol Para. That's why the end of the pasuk says Kadosh Yeh Gadol Para. The Ein Gidol Pachos Mishloshim Yom Kiminyan Yihyeh. Like the gematria of Yihyeh. So that's 30 days defines a lot of growth of hair. So therefore, it's not Yomim 2, but it's 30 days. That's why Talmud Lomar, Kadosh Yeh Gadel Pera. And Ein Gidol Seyor, Pachos Mishloshim. The definition of a growth of hair is 30-day growth. This is the opinion, Divri Rav Yoshia. So this is perfectly in accord with Rav Masna. Rav Yehuda's son, Omer, Ein Otsar. He says, no, you don't need this drosha. He says, Harei Omer, Ad Milos Hayomim. He says, it's until the Milos Hayomim. And he says, "I elu hein yomim shetzrichin limlos." What are we talking about? Days that need to be completed. Have yom shloshim. This is referring to 30. Day 30 completes a month. Otherwise, it would be 29 days. So the Gemara says, "My lav Rav Masna adyomak Rav Yoshia." Rav Masna holds like Rav Yoshia is 30 days, and Rav Yonasan only holds 29 days. And therefore, bar panda adyomak Rav Yonasan. So let us say this machlokas tanaim Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonasan parallels the machlokas amarayim of Rav Masna and bar panda. Again, Rav Masna says 30 days. And that's based upon Rav Yoshia saying 30 days also. And Bar Pada says 29 days. That's based upon Rav Yonasan saying Ad Milos means up until the completion. And the completion implies a month's completion, which is either 29 or 30 days. And therefore, it means 29 days is Stam Naziris. So let us say that this Machlokis Amaroyim is dependent upon this Machlokis Tanoyim. So the Gemara says, Lav Davka. Amalach Rav Nasan. Rav Nasan say, no, don't lock me in to only holding like one. Actually, Bar Pada is going to have to say, yes, I hold like Rav Yonasan, and Rav Masna holds like Rav Yoshia. So Bar Panda says, you're right, 100%. It's a machlokis tanoim. My machlokis Rav Masna is the same machlokis that Rav Yoshia has with Rav Yonasan, and Bar Panda says, I hold like Rav Yonasan, and Rav Masna holds like Rav Yoshia. But Rav Masna says, don't lock me in. Of course I hold like Rav Yoshia, but I could also hold like Rav Yonasan. Why is that? Amar Rav Masna. Rav Masna tells us, Kuli Alma Shloshim Bo'inan. In fact, not only does Rav Yoshia, but even Rav Yonasan holds that the Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. It seems to be Ad Milos Hayomim. So what does that mean? V'hocha bi'ad v'ad v'chlal pligi. We have a machlokas throughout Shas. When you say up till, do you mean up till and including, or up to but not including? So do you say ad, the ad bichlal, up to and including? It's including the ad. Or do we say, no, it's ad, below ad bichlal, but it's up to but not including? And that's what the machlokas is. The pasuk says, ad milos hayomim. So Rav Yoshia, he holds ad, below ad bichlal. So Rav Yoshia sovar, ad, below ad bichlal. So therefore, if you just had the pasuk of ad milos hayomim, that would be in 29 days. And therefore, Rav Yoshia says, that's wrong. Because we don't hold ad v'ad bichlal. He holds ad v'lo ad bichlal. So when the pasuk says ad milos hayomim, we'd only mean 29 days. That's why he can't darshan it that way. And Rav Yoshia therefore says, you have to use my drasha from ad milos hayomim. Kadosh yeh gadel pera. Rav Yonasan, on the other hand, he says, no, I also agree it's 30 days, but ad v'ad bichlal. Rav Yonasan, when it says ad milos hayomim, it means up to and including the 30 days. And therefore, Rav Yonasan Sofer, Ad V'Ad Bichlal. So Rav Masna says, both of them hold like me, that Stam Naziris is 30 days. And the machlokas between Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonasan revolves around Ad V'Ad Bichlal or Ad V'lo Ad Bichlal. And that's why they argue, can you use my drasha, Rav Yoshia's drasha, or can you use Rav Yonasan's drasha? Each one explains why they can't use the other one's drasha. But it has nothing to do with my machlokas with Bar Pada. Both Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonasan, according to Rav Masna, say Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. Okay, now we go back and we revisit what we just said. Amamar. Amamar always means we're going to revisit what we just said. We had brought down, Elu Hein Yomim Shetzrichin L'Los, what are the days that need to be completed? Have Yom Shloshim. So when we had darshaned the Ad Milos, that we said, Ad Milos Hayomim, that Rav Yonasan said it was going to be something that needs to be completed. It was 29 days or 30 days. A month is either 29 or 30. So it's called chas if it's 29. It's called male if it's 30. And therefore, ad milos hayamim means up until the 30th day. And like Rav Masna says, that includes the 30th day, even according to Rav Yonasan, ad the ad bichlal. So the Gemara therefore concluded that That's what it meant, a month. The conclusion of a month, which is 30 days. Gemara says, maybe it means the conclusion of a week, Vayma Shabbos. Maybe it's talking about that Ad Milos Hayom, it means until the end of the week. So it means 7 days. Stav Nazirus is 7 days and not 30 days. So where it says, Shabbos Miko Chasirusa. In regards to Shabbos, we don't use the terminology of it's short, it's lacking something. As the bottom Tosus tells us, Miko Asirusa, he says, Ha koyinei hashvuos shleimim b'Shabbos. Avol hachadoshim yesh muleim v'yesh chaserim. He says, every week is 7 days. There's no, well, this week is a 6 day week, this week is an 8 day week, this week is a 5 day week. No, every week is 7 days. So Shabbos always completes the week, but there's not a question of chisaron versus mole. Whereas a month, every other month is 29 or 30 days, right? We have 6 months roughly of each year are the 29 days, 6 months roughly each year are 30 days. And therefore, when we say ad milos hayamim, it means the completion of a month. It is sometimes 29 days to be 30. But the completion of a week, it's never less than 6 days. A week is always 6 days, not more than 6 days, not less than 6 days before Shabbos. So Shabbos completes the week. So therefore, it can't be talking about milos meaning a shavua. It must mean milos meaning a chodesh. We turn to Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says, the Emos Shana, maybe it's talking about a year. Guess what? When we say Melos, a year is not always 354 days in the Hebrew calendar. Sometimes it's 353. Sometimes it could be 355. So it could be a different number. Plus, you then have sometimes a leap month. You have an Ibiyar. So you're hitting on a whole extra month of either 29 or 30 days. So the Gemara says, Ve'im Hashanah. Maybe when it says Amelos Hayomim, it means until the conclusion of the year. And Stam Nazirus would be a year. So the Gemara says, Mi Meninon Leyome? Do we ever count the year based upon the number of days? Yes, an average year has 354 days, but sometimes it's 353, sometimes it's 355. And when we add on a leap month, we don't say now we have 354 plus 29 or 30. We say we have 13 months. So in regards to a year, we define it by months. And the rabbis from Caesarea said, we never count the number of days in a year as being the final way that we describe a year. And this is based upon, because the Pasuk says, L'chodshei Hashanah. When we count up the year, we count it up L'chodshei Hashanah. That's this week's Parsha. We're going to read Parsha's Bo, which talks about the start of the calendar with Rosh Chodesh on Chodesh Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. So that is L'chodshei Hashanah. There we go, and we view the year as the 12 or 13 months of the year. Chadashim mechashvim lushanim. In regards to a year, we say it either has 12 or 13 months. However, yomim lushanim, but we don't go and say that there are a certain number of days in the year. Chadashim, yes. Chadashim mechashvim lushanim, velo yomim lushanim, but we don't count days in a year. Of course, you can't count them. It's just saying we don't describe a year as the number of days. As I said, even a regular plain year, not an Ibiyar, it's sometimes 353, sometimes 354, sometimes 355, albeit with our standardized calendar, it's always 354. But certainly, when you have an Ibiyar, so some years have 13 months, some years have 12 months, and different numbers of days, we don't describe it by the days, we describe it by the months. Chod she'ashana v'lo yomim l'shanim. And therefore, there is no problem in understanding ad milos hayomim to be talking about a chodesh of 30 days or 29 days, according to Bar Pada. He says that's a machlokas between Rav Yosha and Rav Yonason, and he has to hold like Rav Yonason, and Rav Masna holds like Rav Yosha, and according to Rav Masna, he says it's not a machlokas, both of them hold like me, they're only arguing with ad v'ad b'chal, or ad v'lo ad b'chal. When it says ad milos hayomim, it means 30 days no matter what. With this, we conclude today's shiur, short shiur today. Mitzvah Shem will pick up with a new Mishnah tomorrow.